Phoenix Audio presents
Brother Cadfael's Penance by Ellis Peters, read by Derek Jacobi. The Earl of Leicester's courier came riding over the bridge that spanned the Severn and into the town of Shrewsbury, somewhat past noon, on a day at the beginning of November, with 3 months' news in his saddle row. Such able young men as Hugh Berengar, Sheriff of Shropshire, were well worth supplying with information, Earl Robert considered, against the day when reason would finally break through and put an end to such wasteful warfare. And in this year of the Lord 1145, now drawing towards its close, chaotic events had seemed to be offering promise, however faint as yet, that even the two cousins, battling wearily for the throne, must despair of force, and look round for another way of settling disputes. The rider made his way to the castle gates. Hugh came out from the armoury in the inner ward, his dark hair tangled by the funnelled wind through the archway, to draw the messenger within and hear his news.
"There's a small breeze rising," said he, unloading the contents of his satchel upon the table in the anteroom of the gatehouse. "That has my lord sniffing the air. And it has as much to do with what's happening in the east as with all this ceding of castles in the Thames Valley. Ever since Edessa fell to the Paynims of Mosul last year at Christmas, all Christendom has been uneasy about the kingdom of Jerusalem. They're beginning to talk of a new crusade, and there are lords on either side here at home who are none too happy about things done, and might welcome the cross as sanctuary for their souls.
You'll not tell me Robert Beaumont is thinking of taking the cross. There are some powerful sermons coming out of Clairvaux, I'm told, that will be hard to resist.
No, said the young man, briefly grinning. My lord's concerns are all here at home.